Страница 878. 3. Прослушайте и прочитайте вслух примеры на новые слова.
1. How long have you been having pains? 2. I have a pain in my back. 3. I've been having toothache since this morning. 4. If the pain's so bad, you should certainly see a doctor. 5. We're not supposed to start work before they confirm that they agree to all our conditions. 6. They are supposed to confirm their offer in writing. 7. You can take part in the quiz on one condition, that you don't consult anybody. 8. You aren't supposed to consult a dictionary during the exam. 9. The goods arrived in poor condition. 10. This car's in very good condition. 11. We don't expect any complications. We're 100% sure everything will be okay. 12. We insist that you should confirm the arrangement by fax. 13. I'm sorry, but I have to insist on our conditions. 14. I wouldn't insist if the matter weren't urgent. 15. You should try to convince them that the changes are absolutely necessary. 16. It was hard to convince her that we couldn't afford to buy that house. 17. You should try to persuade her not to buy that car. 18. He convinced me that I wasn't right. 19. He persuaded me to go in for the competition. 20. I wouldn't have believed him if his story hadn't sounded so convincing. 21. People often go to him for advice. 22. Let me give you a piece of advice. 23. I wonder what's worrying you. 24. Why does he look so worried? 25. I'm worried about it. Don't worry. Everything will be all right. 26. How do I call an ambulance? 27. Where am I supposed to go for an X-ray? 28. You ought to have given him first aid. 29. The X-ray will show if the bone's broken. 30. My sympathies with you. 31. Please give them my sympathy. 32. Take care of yourself. 33. The market will take care of itself.
Страницы 879-880. 7. Прослушайте и прочитайте вслух рассказы.
1. A new abbreviation. A famous American doctor came to England to study the latest methods. When he looked at the charts, he found that the system of abbreviations was familiar to him. They were the same as doctors used in the United States. He understood them all except for some charts marked GOK. He decided to consult a British colleague about it. "How am I supposed to understand this GOK?" he asked. "I see you have quite an epidemic of it. What does it stand for?" "Oh," the British doctor answered, "that's what we use when we don't know the diagnosis. It means God only knows."
2. He found a way out. It happened in a small American town during World War II. A man didn't want to join the army. As he knew he didn't have any particular illness to complain of, he decided to tell the medical commission that he was short-sighted. When the day of the medical examination came, he told the medical officer that he could hardly see anything. "All right," said the officer, "I shall test your eyes." There was a chart on the wall, and the officer asked the man to read the biggest letters first. "What letters?" the man asked, looking very surprised. "The letters on the chart," the officer answered. "What chart?" the man asked again, looking still more surprised. "The chart on the wall," the officer explained patiently. "What wall?" the man asked again, looking absolutely helpless. That convinced the medical officer, and he wrote that the man wasn't fit for military service because of extremely poor eyesight. The man was very pleased and decided to celebrate by going to the cinema in the evening. When the film was over, he saw that the man sitting next to him was the medical officer who had tested his eyes. At first, he wanted to run away, but seeing that the officer had recognized him, he quickly turned to him and said, "Excuse me, madam, is this train going to New York?"